Her next question is from Robert in Calgary, Canada. And Calgary, now, and Dr. Craig, I'm going to get a pen ready because this is a big question. He wants to know, what is the best treatment for scratches?
Scratches is a very, very frustrating thing, and, you know, it occurs from all the way up in Calgary, all the way down to, you know, South Florida, so it's something that we all deal with in our horse populations.
Yeah, and I'm going to add, I'm in the high desert, and we get it here, too, so for those who think it only happens in wet pastures, it happens here in the sand as well. Can you describe a little bit about what that looks like, what we're referring to when we talk about scratches?
Sure. Basically, scratches is, you know, the scientific term is pastern dermatitis. So we're getting an inflammation of the skin on the back of that pastern area. It's usually a bacterial or fungal infection, mostly both. We get a mixed infection on most of these. And usually those horses are in a wet and muddy environment. So one tactic is going to be to try to get them out of that environment into a dry stall, you know, with deep dry bedding so that pastern can be protected from the wetness. We want to wash and clean that area with a good antibacterial soap, such as a Betadine soap. And if they've got, you know, if they're a draft type horse or maybe a warm blood that's got feathers on that pastern region, we may want to consider clipping that hair so that we do remove any potential to hold moisture against that spot.
That,
you know, in the high desert.
I was going to say that makes for some sad Clydesdales having their feathers shaved off.
Right. Yeah, that's a tough thing to tell somebody, especially if you've got a Clydesdale you're showing or use, you know, in parades or things like that. But a lot of times that has to be done in order to get them over the scratches episode. Back to your horses in the high desert, you know, I think a lot of times those can be started from irritation from their environment, you know, maybe if they're in deep sand or footing like that area gets irritated. Maybe we get some abrasions on that skin and then a bacterial and fungal infection takes root. So as far as treatment goes, the best thing is going to be a cream type ointment. My best luck is a cream with antibiotics and antifungal with them. And a lot of times you'll have to add a steroid to that cream in order to quiet down the inflammation that's going on. Some of the more severe cases, you're going to see swelling all the way up to the knees and hocks. That tissue gets really inflamed all the way up the leg. They may even become so painful they don't want to move. And so on those, we're going to add a systemic antibiotic and probably a systemic anti-inflammatory as well.
So on those horses, if it goes untreated, is there something that can lead to? I mean, is it something that needs to be managed? Will it go away on its own, or is it important to have a treatment protocol?
No, I think it's very important to have a treatment protocol. I've seen some very severe cases where the leg becomes so swollen they actually end up fluffing their hoof capsule, which is generally a life-threatening event. So scratches is much easier to treat in the early stages, and so I would really attack it hard as soon as you notice any signs.